Hello to all the listeners out there, and welcome to a new episode of Talang's Investor Relations podcast. In today's episode, I will be talking about the topic diversity and inclusion to Talang's diversity and inclusion manager, Raha Ansari. Hi, Raha, and thank you so much for being my guest today, and welcome.
Hello, Shirley, and thanks for having me.
You are the diversity and inclusion manager for the Talang's group. How come that this position was established, and why were you the right person for it, Raha?
Very, very good question. And yeah, diversity inclusion was always a very important topic for Talang's and HDI group. We have signed the German Charter of Diversity in 2013 back. And diversity is one of the main topics of our sustainability strategy. So far, we have followed a holistic approach that is based on the principles of universal human rights. And with Christopher Lohmann taking up his new post as CEO of HDI Retail Germany and member of the Talang's board, a discussion within the Talang's board started about extending our diversity engagement. And the boards want to significantly increase the importance of this important topic within the group and make progress in implementing it step by step. And as part of this discussion, Christopher took the responsibility for the topic of diversity and created this new position. And the second part of your question, why am I the right person? First of all, one of the tasks is to develop a diversity strategy for the group. And I'm an experienced strategist and have been working for the group in different positions since 2013 and in strategy roles since 2016. And yeah, besides strategy and KPIs, for me personally, diversity is a topic about every human individual. And I think I'm a very empathic and social person. And in my limited free time, I always try to support people that weren't that lucky I was in my life. And in my opinion, this is the best combination, professional expertise and me as a person.
Raha, how would you answer someone who only sees this as an additional cost burden to the company?
Unfortunately, many people think like this and they ask themselves if diversity inclusion is a moral obligation or a business case. And in my opinion, it's both and you can't consider them separately. There are a lot of studies that show the benefits and that D&I is an important business success factor. Some arguments, for example, are you become more attractive for top talents as an employer. Diversity encourages innovation and creativity. You will get more employee satisfaction when everyone feels welcomed and appreciated. And we as a group must understand that diversity can enormously be enriching, but also can entail tension and can be very challenging. For example, you have employees that always have to hide something of their personal life, like their sexual orientation. That can be a burden for the company, on the other hand, and in the context of lost efficiency. So companies and we as a group have to manage to create a diverse and inclusive working environment and to bring lasting economic benefits and success.
I think diversity inclusion are terms that have not yet been universally defined. Can you tell our listeners its meaning to you and to the Talang's group?
Yes, we are still in the process of finding a common understanding what it does mean for the group. But for me personally, diversity inclusion means to respect and appreciate variety and individuality, and it's much more than gender. And the major task is to make the most of the positive aspects of diversity, and we must avoid any kind of discrimination and promote equal opportunities on the other hand. And yeah, we have to create an inclusive working environment, as I said before. And for me personally, like my job, D&I management is not just a project or a series of individual actions. It's a long journey, and this journey begins within the mind of each of us.
So, as you said, diversity has a lot of different dimensions. Where do you see Talang's as a group positioned in these dimensions, and what do you think needs to be improved?
Yes, good question. And to be frankly, there are many things that remain to be done, especially the homogeneous managing structures stands out. We must change this in any case, but we should not just hide out. We are doing many things right, for example, for reconciling families and careers or for health and prevention. And furthermore, we have many role models within the group, and these are not just executives. And besides, I have many exchanges with networks, corporations and other companies. And by comparison, I noticed that we are doing many things well and in parts even better than the other companies. And it's time to make these things and role models more visible. And I love the quote, if you can see it, you can be it. And yeah, on the other hand, we also started to analyze all our diversity dimensions within the group. And I'm sure there is room for a lot of improvement for each of these dimensions.
Do you have a vision or a goal in mind when it comes to diversity and inclusion?
In a naive dream world, we both wouldn't stand here talking about this topic and my job would be obsolete and everyone would be happy. But as I said, unfortunately, it's a naive dream. But my vision for the group is to create a working environment where everyone feels welcomed, included and appreciated, where we have equal opportunities and no discrimination. And the icing on the cake will be if we as a group would take more social responsibility, even in unpleasant situations.
Can you give our listeners some examples of your work? What are some actions you have realized since you started in March?
Yes, I started officially in March and had three aims for the so-called first 100 days. First, I wanted to create visibility for the topic. Then I wanted to start educational work because I don't assume everyone to have the same knowledge I maybe have. And last, I wanted to raise awareness. And most important for me was to address these all with focus on internal measures and not use it as marketing like many other companies do. And how did we do so? We had a lot of internal communication about D&I. We started many formats with employee participation, like think tanks or roundtables. We believe that the participation is one of the most important ways to succeed. And besides, we organized our first group by diversity week. We had three actions there. There were like this intercultural exchange. We organized crash language courses from employees to employees. This was, I think, the most interesting part of our diversity week. Then we had a diversity parkour where everyone could experience the diversity within themselves. And we want to create an international HDI cookbook with international recipes. And last week, we had our first live event cooking one of these recipes. Yes, and we have a pilot for activities around Pride Month here in Germany. And for example, we organized four keynotes by mostly of our own colleagues with their personal stories. And the feedback on both on the diversity week and on the activities on Pride Month were amazing.
Thank you so much for the insights. May I ask you to reveal us some of your plans and activities for the future?
Yes, sure. There will be more activities with employee participation like we have started, and we want to extend them to even more of our dimensions. And yeah, lately I established a so-called D&I board with representatives from all of our divisions. And with this team, I want to develop our group strategy, and the board itself is also stuffed very diverse and international, and I'm looking forward to work with this group. But this process will take a while. Our plan is to communicate this by the end of the year. And the outcome should be a strategy, a vision, a policy, and an action plan with our focus topics.
My last question to you today, Raha, is, you know that our audience is capital market participants. I think one question our audience would ask is, why do you think diversity and inclusion will have a positive impact for the Talanx Group as an insurer and as an issuer?
As I said before, we must understand that diversity can be enormously enriching and has a big impact on the efficiency of a company. And if you foster a culture where everyone has the possibility to participate, you will have much more innovation. Imagine a team of five people, same age, same background, same education, and thinking the same way. What will happen? Probably not much. They will work the same way they have done all the years before. But then mix and create a team of five different people. What will happen now? And yeah, also there are some studies that show the connection between a diverse top management and the innovation strengths of companies. The results are also seen at stock markets. It's a better performance. And the analysis show that, for example, women in the top management affect the performance in a positive way. Besides, more and more investors pay attention to diversity dimensions, especially gender diversity of the companies they want to invest. And the reasons are not just fairness thoughts, but rather than realizing this as an economic need.
Thank you so much for being my guest today, Raha. To all our listeners, until next time, take care.